Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag market and closing grain comments for Thursday, November 16th. Lower across the board today in the grains, except for the Minneapolis wheat and the front month Chicago wheat. So let's first take a look at corn. We've got December finishing down 1¾ cents at 336.5. That's a new contract low close, and the market did put in a new contract low at 36.25. Dragging on corn today, export sales pretty lackluster, 954,000 metric tons. That was versus estimates of between 800,000 and 2.2 million. Again, the only bullish factor right now in the grains is just how incredibly short the rest of the market is. There are those managed funds, so we will have to keep an eye and see if the market gives them any reason at all to start to cover. Taking a look at wheat, we've got December finishing up a penny and a half at 421.5. That's just 5¼ cents off the recent contract lows at 416.25. And Kansas City December finishing down 0.75 cents at 417. Just 3.5 cents off the contract lows at 413.5. Export sales in the wheat came in the middle of expectations, 520,000 metric tons versus guesses of between 350 and 800,000. Again, wheat kind of languishing due to non-competitive U.S. markets. We've got an Egypt's tender yesterday. 5 of the best 6 offers were from Russia, and they were well below the 1 Romanian offer in the bunch there. So it's all about demand and competitiveness in the wheat. Minneapolis wheat, a little bright spot, finishing up 5.5 cents in the December at 630.25. In the beans, January finished down 4¼ cents at 972. Export sales down at the lower end of expectations there as well, 1.1 million metric tons. That was versus guesses of between 1 and 1.65 million metric tons. Sales lagging in the USDA announcements as well. No announcements there this morning. Funds are still long about 25,000 contracts of beans, but I think we'd need to see the beans move above the 200 and 100-day moving averages to bring in any more buying interest from the funds. Those averages coming in at 979.5 and 982, and over the last couple days we have failed below those numbers. Weighing also on the grains, weather right now non-threatening in South America. There's a little bit of dryness in Argentina, but Brazil just received some good coverage, about 80 to 85%, so nothing really threatening there. Taking a look at outside markets, you've got the dollar up 9 points at 93.82, crude oil down 13 cents a barrel at 55.20, stock market up 187 points today at 23,458, kind of creeping back up towards contract highs there. Maybe that is also keeping some money from moving out of the equities and into relatively lower priced commodities. We will have to see if this market gets shaken up in the stocks if anyone moves back into the grains. That's about all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.